my niece was 6. Mm-hmm. She's 25 now. So 19 years
old. 19 years.
When is that now?
1990?
91? 90, 91? 90, 91? Somewhere mm-hmm. there. So we had a plot then. Mm-hmm. And then my sister was living in Eagle Heights, so the chairman at the time, I think her name was Terry, but her husband's name is John Navazio. Mm. And he's a plant breeder out towards the West Coast. Mm-hmm. He worked for Seeds of Change, and I think he's working with the Organic Seed Alliance now.
Yeah.
And he's an interesting person. And
yeah.
He did plant breeding right in the gardens, like 2 plots down from us. So I learned a lot. I had been a gardener of, you know, just like suburban gardening outside of Chicago since the time I was little.
Yeah, okay. So is that where you grew up? Did you grow up in a suburb of Chicago?
Yeah.
Okay.
And I moved here in 73.
Okay. So. Please, you're talking too loud.
Okay.
They said we could talk.
Please talk quieter.
Okay. Sorry, we should have met at the union. I apologize.
That's great. So, yeah, whatever. Oh, I lost my train of thought.
You grew up gardening.
My gardening skills
here in
73. Were, more inherited from my grandfather and from neighbors that were. Mm-hmm.
Oh, so you gardened with your grandfather in Chicago?
Yeah, he gardened, and then I had a couple neighbors near us that, an old German man, he gardened, and I learned a lot from him. More of the work ethic of gardening. Mm-hmm. I helped him, and I earned extra money as a kid there. And he worked me hard.
Yep.
And then that type of gardening. Mm-hmm. But when I got to Eagle Heights Garden, then I learned, more of the organic techniques. Mm-hmm. At the time we started the garden, only the 1000s, 1200s, and 1300s were organic. Mm-hmm. Down below, they could use pesticides.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I learned quite a bit from John Navazio those first couple of years. Mm-hmm. And then after he left, then, there was a whole string of, other gardeners I'd learned things from, from China and Asia. Mm-hmm. And that was the most interesting part. Mm-hmm. In the early years, there's quite a few Korean gardeners and Taiwan Chinese Chinese. Mm-hmm. But then all of a sudden, there were students coming from mainland China.
And that was a switch.
And it was interesting to watch the change over the years. But because when they first came over, most of the Chinese students were from the generation just after the Cultural Revolution. Mm. So their parents, had all lived basically through the revolutionary years and the Cultural Revolution.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then they, there's kids were the first ones really to come to the university here and get out of China.
Yeah.
So a lot of the grandparents came. Uh-huh. And when they came, they brought their clothes from China and stuff. Mm-hmm. So they were literally in, the proletarian, Mao type suits, the old Mao suits.
Uh-huh.
And a couple of them, they're very friendly and very nice and didn't speak much English.
Uh-huh.
But they would, because they came to America, they took the red star off their caps that they wore in the garden. But you could still see the faded star. So that was kind of interesting.
Oh. So that was just a few years, mid-90s or so?
Yeah, and it switched toward the beginning.
Toward the beginning. That's an interesting switch to
But watching their culture change, too. I had one neighbor in the garden. He was from mainland China, from around Shanghai. Mm-hmm. And he was one of the first students to come over here. Mm. He was a doctoral student, postdoc student. Mm-hmm. And he told his mother, you won't believe him.
You just try and keep it on, because there's people over. Right?
Okay.
Liz, is there anywhere else we can talk?
Liz downstairs told us that
you're fine.
We could come up here.
I know. But I know John's working on something, too, behind me.
Okay. We're sorry.
I'm a little hard of hearing, so I have a hard time talking too soft.
You're interviewing him for...
my research project. Okay. I apologize.
No, it's totally fine, because that's what this table is for. But
we understand,
There's no walls. You might just be able to do it out in front of the kids' area on a bench out there. unless there's going to be too much background noise, because I know that there are people working out in the lobby.
There are people in that room there that I'm worried.
Yeah, it might be.
I don't know if they'd be just disturbed when we go sit out there and talk.
Now, how much time do you have to do this?
I have plenty of time.
I was wondering if we could just go to the coffee shop or something. Is there a coffee shop close here?
There's Barrique's right on the corner of West Wash, like a block and a half away.
Do you want to do that instead?
I guess so.
Well, I don't want to do this. I can see you.